This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start a new work week, I want you to just consider what it is that shapes the perspective you have on life. You know what perspective is, don't you? It means that the way you look at something alters what is meaningful to you, what matters to you. When you look at your life, what is it that shapes how you perceive the things that you see in your life? We've been going for some time through the book of Hebrews, and this week we're going to finish our reading through the book of Hebrews. And what great life lessons there have been in this one book in the Bible. I want to read you a few verses that reflect the importance of this principle of perspective on the way that we view our lives. In chapter 11 of Hebrews, the writer talks about Moses and Moses' faith and how it impacted his life. You remember when Moses was a baby, Pharaoh tried to kill all the babies of the Jews, and Moses' parents hid him in a basket in the river. And Pharaoh's daughter, in God's providence, happened to come along and find the baby Moses in the basket and raised him in the palace as her own. And so Moses grew up knowing his heritage as a Jew, but growing up in that place of privilege in Pharaoh's house. Well, here's what Hebrews chapter 11 tells us. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Well, you see here that Moses' perspective was maybe different than we would expect. He was given that privileged position, and yet he chose not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt. Why? For he was looking to the reward. That is, there was something that mattered to Moses more than wealth, and that changed his perspective on life, that changed his way of measuring what was important to him. So what is it in your life that measures what's going to be important to you, that affects how you see life? If you just accept the values of the world around you, you will find yourself simply living a life to please yourself. Whatever makes life easier, more comfortable, more pleasing to you, whatever that means to your morality or the ethics of your decisions, those things won't really matter so much because your own pleasure, your own wealth is what will matter to you. But something else mattered to Moses, and that changed his perspective. He chose to endure reproach and mistreatment rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Why? Because he was looking to the reward. That is, his values were impacted by what God wanted to do with his life. It mattered more to Moses to be right with God than to have an easy life. It mattered more to Moses that his life would be filled with God's purpose for him than to simply follow the path of his own pleasures. Well, that came out in his choices. So, if you want to know what your values are, what really matters to you, look at your choices. What are you choosing? What does that reflect about what really matters to you? And is that what you want to really matter to you? Have you put God first in your life? You will never regret putting God first. Yes, it may mean you won't have as much or do some of the things that you would like to do for your own pleasure, but in the end is God's reward. and that is always worth so much more. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.